So tell me something, he said.
Yes?
Is it your husband who makes you unhappy?
What? You don't know anything about my husband.
It was one of the first things you said to me, about your husband and his opinions. Why would you mention him to me at all?
The subject came up.
The subject of your husband? You brought it up.
I stopped, with my mouth open, trying to remember why he was wrong. Lawrence smiled, bitterly but without malice.
I think it's because you're not very happy either, he said.
I moved quickly out from behind his desk, my turn to blush now, and I went over to the window. I rolled my head on the cool glass and looked down at the ordinary life in the street. Lawrence came to stand beside me.
So, he said, now it's me who's sorry. I suppose you'll tell me I should leave the close observation to you journalists.
I smiled, despite myself. What was that line you were in the middle of writing? I said.
You tried your utmost, and it has still to be seen. I don't know. I'm going to say, still to be seen what great fruits your work will bear, or still to be seen what the success of your hard work will be. Something open-ended like that.
Or you could just leave it how it is, I said.
It isn't finished, said Lawrence.
But it's rather good, I said. It's got us this far, hasn't it? The cursor blinked and my lips parted, and we kissed and kissed and kissed. I clung to him and whispered in his ear. Afterward, I retrieved my knickers from the grey carpet tiles and pulled them on under my skirt. I smoothed down my blouse, and Lawrence sat back at his desk. I looked through the window at a different world from the one I had left out there. I've never done that before, I said.
No, you haven't, said Lawrence. I'd have remembered.
He stared at the screen for a full minute with the unfinished line on it, and then, with my lipstick still on his lips, smashed down a full stop.
You tried your utmost, and it has still to be seen.
20 minutes later, the letter was transcribed to Braille and put in the post. Lawrence's colleagues hadn't cared enough to proofread it. Andrew called. My mobile went in Lawrence's office, and I will never forget the first thing Andrew said.
This is fucking fantastic, Sarah. This story is going to be full on for weeks. They've commissioned me to write an extended feature on the Home Secretary's downfall. This is pay dirt, Sarah. They've given me a team of researchers. But I'm going to be in the office all hours on this one. You'll be all right looking after Charlie, won't you?